宜宾市高三年级第一次诊断测试题，英语听力部分。做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有1个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案画在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Hey, that new superhero movie is out this weekend, but we're going hiking. Maybe we can go during the week.
Okay.It's showing on Tuesday and Thursday.
Let's go on Thursday. I play football on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Good afternoon. I'm calling about ordering some uniforms for my baseball team.
Okay. Do you have a design in mind?If not, you can use our website to view different styles. Then you could submit your order through the site, too. Jeremy, Europe is amazing.
Oh, Sally, that's so cool. What's the best place that you went to?
It's hard to choose.I really love Paris and Madrid, but it has to be Venice, as the architecture is just breathtaking. Hey, Tom, are you going to the cafe downstairs to get a cup of coffee?
No, that's closed.I'm going to the dessert shop by the bookstore on the next street.
Do you mind if I go with you?
Not at all. I feel lonely going by myself anyway.
Jack, Mr. Gomez wants to see you in his office.
Do you know why?I hope I haven't done anything wrong.
Relax, he just wants to go over some client data.
The first节到此结束。第二节，听下面5段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。 听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I can't believe my car died. Thanks for giving me a hand.
Anytime.
You look like you know what you're doing.
My dad's a mechanic, so he taught me a few tricks of the trade.
Do you think it'll make much longer?
Just another couple of minutes, and you'll be able to hit the road.
I can't believe my car died. Thanks for giving me a hand.
Anytime.
You look like you know what you're doing.
My dad's a mechanic, so he taught me a few tricks of the trade.
Do you think it'll make much longer?
Just another couple of minutes, and you'll be able to hit the road.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Have you reviewed the application letter of Stephen Johnson? His experiences are pretty impressive.
I have noticed he won pretty big contracts from a big international trader last year. Do you think he would be a good fit for our company?
Well, we have to see him in person before making any decisions. Should I arrange a formal interview with him?
Actually, I'll be out of town next week, so why don't we set up a schedule in the following week?
Have you reviewed the application letter of Stephen Johnson?His experiences are pretty impressive.
I have noticed he won pretty big contracts from a big international trader last year. Do you think he would be a good fit for our company?
Well, we have to see him in person before making any decisions. Should I arrange a formal interview with him?
Actually, I'll be out of town next week, so why don't we set up a schedule in the following week?
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Pablo.I heard about your promotion in today's regular meeting. Congratulations! When do you start your new position?
Thanks very much. I start on Monday. Things are a little busy at the moment, though, because my new office is on a different floor, and I have to move all my personal belongings there.
I just took charge of the office supplies, so if you need anything to help you pack, let me know.
That would actually be very helpful.I can't believe how many things I've collected over the years. Do you think I can get some cardboard boxes and tape?
Sure you can. Oh, I'm supposed to give an expense report in 5 minutes. I'll come back to you later. Pablo, I heard about your promotion in today's regular meeting. Congratulations! When do you start your new position?
Thanks very much. I start on Monday.Things are a little busy at the moment, though, because my new office is on a different floor, and I have to move all my personal belongings there.
I just took charge of the office supplies, so if you need anything to help you pack, let me know.
That would actually be very helpful. I can't believe how many things I've collected over the years. Do you think I can get some cardboard boxes and tape?
Sure you can.Oh, I'm supposed to give an expense report in 5 minutes. I'll come back to you later.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hey, Terry. This charity fundraiser I'm organizing is going to be a big event.
Where are you hosting it, Mary?
Here, in this coffee shop. There's space for live music, food, and lots of activities for kids.
Oh, I assumed you would do it at a music hall.
We considered it, but it wasn't available then. Then we decided either here or the park. Finally, we chose this shop as it's more family-friendly.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I suppose this is more private compared to the park. What charity is it?
A local animal shelter. I thought this would be a great way to raise awareness and funds. They always need a little support.
That's awesome. What can I do to help?
Well, I was actually hoping you could lend me a hand with the music. You know a lot of bands. And I was thinking maybe you could help me book some acts for the event.
Sure.I'd be happy to help out. I'll see what I can do.
Hey, Terry. This charity fundraiser I'm organizing is going to be a big event.
Where are you hosting it, Mary?
Here, in this coffee shop. There's space for live music, food, and lots of activities for kids.
Oh, I assumed you would do it at a music hall.
We considered it, but it wasn't available then.Then we decided either here or the park. Finally, we chose this shop as it's more family-friendly.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I suppose this is more private compared to the park. What charity is it?
A local animal shelter. I thought this would be a great way to raise awareness and funds. They always need a little support.
That's awesome. What can I do to help?
Well, I was actually hoping you could lend me a hand with the music.You know a lot of bands, and I was thinking maybe you could help me book some acts for the event.
Sure, I'd be happy to help out. I'll see what I can do.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Good evening, everyone.I recently learned Arabic in Cairo as part of my degree. My interest in the language was due to the passion of our Arabic lecturer, and as the course progressed, my interest in the culture also grew with it. I considered studying in the Middle East, but ultimately decided on Cairo due to its energetic cultural scene. However, in the city, we faced some challenges, including difficulties finding a hotel and accommodation,as we were a group of unmarried individuals. Once settled, the culture shock was intense for some of us. One member of our group returned home within the first week. Luckily, I became accustomed to the life in Cairo gradually. The biggest challenge of learning Arabic is the disconnection between the written and the spoken forms. Despite these challenges, learning Arabic has been a rewarding experience, including absorbing myself in the culture,and getting to know the locals, and even negotiating at a local market. Highlights were being invited to a traditional Arabic meal at one of the locals' home, and being able to confidently communicate. Overall, this experience was outside of my comfort zone and allowed me to learn and grow in interesting ways. I encourage others to consider involving themselves in new cultures and languages. Thanks for listening. Good evening, everyone. I recently learned Arabic in Cairo as part of my degree. My interest in the language was due to the passion of our Arabic lecturer, and as the course progressed, my interest in the culture also grew with it. I considered studying in the Middle East, but ultimately decided on Cairo due to its energetic cultural scene. However, in the city, we faced some challenges, including difficulties finding a hotel and accommodation, as we were a group of unmarried individuals. Once settled, the culture shock was intense for some of us. One member of our group returned home within the first week. Luckily, I became accustomed to the life in Cairo gradually. The biggest challenge of learning Arabic is the disconnection between the written and the spoken forms. Despite these challenges, learning Arabic has been a rewarding experience, including absorbing myself in the culture and getting to know the locals and even negotiating at a local market. Highlights were being invited to a traditional Arabic meal at one of the locals' home and being able to confidently communicate. Overall, this experience was outside of my comfort zone and allowed me to learn and grow in interesting ways. I encourage others to consider involving themselves in new cultures and languages. Thanks for listening.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。